David's Daily Digital Dollop. Dollop 237. McDonald's versus hospitals. I can't get the song Daniel Wet Himself Today out of my head. If you didn't listen to the dollop from a couple of days ago, then you won't have heard this epic composition by me at the age of 9. I've caught myself singing it under my breath on a number of occasions throughout the day. We've been to Whitby Folk Festival today, and at one point I was chatting to Becky Unthank, and during the conversation, she received a text. We momentarily stopped talking as she checked the message. As I waited, I absent-mindedly began to sing, Daniel wet himself today, under my breath. I didn't think that she heard me, but then, a few minutes later, I heard her humming something to herself, which sounded a bit like Daniel wet himself today. It might not have been Daniel wet himself today. To be honest, I think I've got the song so firmly stuck in my head that all other songs have also started sounding like Daniel wet himself today. But if there are any songs about incontinence on the next Unthanks album, then you know what has inspired it. I was about to remark that if I travelled back in time and visited my 9-year-old self and told him that his song would still be sung by me 22 years later, then I would be massively surprised. But actually, I was the kind of child who'd probably find this perfectly understandable and would see no reason why such a song of this magnitude shouldn't stand the test of time. I might also be a bit disappointed in my future self that I was wasting the ability to time travel to visit my 9-year-old self to point out the bleeding obvious. Of course Daniel Wet Himself Today was still going to be sung 22 years in the future. I suppose I might be a tad impressed that I had discovered time travel, but when you're the kind of kid who's got the creative genius to think up a masterpiece like Daniel Wet Himself Today, then it's very difficult to be impressed by mere time travel. I'd think I'd still consider Daniel Wet Himself Today to be my most noteworthy achievement. I've just had my first McDonald's for a long time. We stopped off at a service station which didn't really have anything else open. There are certain places that are easy to identify without the use of sight. The sandwich shop Subway, for instance, is very blind-friendly because it has a very distinct smell which pervades through the street, making it easy for blind people to locate. There are times when I've been in an unfamiliar town, feeling hungry, and then smelt the familiar smell of Subway, and I was able to literally follow my nose to get me there. Although there was one rather embarrassing time that I smelt the smell, followed my nose, and ended up inadvertently essentially stalking a poor woman all the way home, simply because she was eating a Subway. Well, that's the story that I told the police, and I'm sticking with it. The thing that helps McDonald's be identifiable to blind people is the sound that it makes. McDonald's is one of the only eateries that I've been in that has this particular ambient sound. There is a constant beeping. Every appliance seems to beep. When you walk into that place, from the sound alone, you know that you are either in McDonald's or the intensive care unit of a hospital. Although I suppose if you are eating in McDonald's, then chances are it won't be too long before you actually are in a hospital's intensive care unit. Perhaps McDonald's has all that beeping to help diners get used to where they're going. Maybe this is why the food is also so appallingly bad. It's to get you used to all the hospital food. Only McDonald's have had the generosity to make their food even worse, so that you'll actually stand a chance of sort of enjoying the food in the hospital. Ronald and his cronies are such lovely philanthropic souls. Throughout the entirety of our stay in McDonald's, there was a constant beeping, and not just one solitary kind of beeping, but a whole host of different beeps. Everything beeped. There's beeping when the burgers are cooked, beeping when the chips are ready, beeping from the tills, beeping from the card machines, beeping from the tray washer, beeping from the old guy's heart monitor as his salt and fat intake goes through the roof. I'm at home now, lying in bed, writing. Obviously, I'm not. But you know that, don't you? You know how this works, don't you? I'm reading this back now in the future. I'm at home now, lying in bed, writing this while drifting off to sleep. My brain has seemingly absorbed all the hideous beeping for so long that I can still hear it in my head. It's driving me insane. I need to think of something else quickly in order to replace the bloody beeping. Otherwise, I'm going to go mad. Daniel wet himself today. Daniel wet himself today. Ah, that's better. Good night.